Walgreens said today that it plans to keep its headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois, outside of Chicago, even as the company moves forward with a buyout of the European drugstore chain Alliance Boots, a buyout that could have given Walgreens a convenient reason to move its headquarters overseas and pay lower taxes. That practice is called an inversion. It's what several healthcare companies have been doing lately, and it's come under increasing criticism from many, including the Obama administration. Joe Wiesenthal is executive editor at Business Insider. He joins us from New York to discuss. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this deal. First of all, why is Walgreens buying Alliance Boots?
Yeah, well, they already owned a 55% of the company. So I think this was kind of expected. It's just the deal itself is sort of a standard corporate expansion plan, expand its footprint. I don't think the deal itself is particularly exciting or interesting to Walgreens' strategy, however.
So why then did they decide not to go ahead with this inversion?
Yeah, I mean, the blowback to inversions that's happening right now politically is becoming very fierce. So there's a big reputational hit that's happening to each company. Walgreens is a pretty well-known brand, so that might be an element. There's fear that perhaps some sort of law will be passed or an executive order that will limit them. It's possible that that could even affect deals that are being done right now, especially if they don't close for a while. So I think that just overall, they just thought it wasn't really worth the headache and everything and just continue to pay the level of taxes they're currently paying.
Although it does look like investors were not too pleased with the whole thing. Maybe you could say 15% drop after the market opened this morning and this news came out.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, you could see why companies are so doing it, because investors are rewarding companies that find a way to dramatically lower their tax base. So, yeah, I'm sure Walgreens has a lot of angry shareholders today.
Well, what about the issue of inversion, though? Is anything being done? Is this fear of a law being passed? Is that real? Is something going to happen to stop these companies from going overseas to get lower tax rates?
Well, yesterday, the Treasury Department said that Obama, the administration, was exploring whether it had any executive orders it could do that would limit them in some way. My sense is that that is probably not going to be that effective. So a law is possible. But I imagine that any discussion on a law about tax inversions will lead to a much bigger, more important discussion about the U.S. corporate tax system, which generally people don't think is very good. The U.S. has one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, and unlike other countries, it taxes foreign profits, which causes companies to keep their profits overseas and all kinds of inefficiencies. So that is a discussion that needs to happen, and it would be very cool if the inversion situation prompted a bigger rethink of the corporate tax system in the U.S.
Well, the U.S. has a high corporate tax rate, but a lot of companies don't have to pay it, right?
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, it's an inefficient system. So it's a high nominal corporate tax rate, but effectively companies find loopholes. They have profits overseas that they then don't repatriate and therefore don't pay taxes on. But that's not a good system. I mean, it would be better to have a clear tax rate. And then that's the rate that companies pay, and then there isn't this encouragement to move money around and so forth. So the issue is not that U.S. companies pay these super high taxes, but that the system encourages searches for ways to reduce taxes.
And then they can look for loopholes in that system, in the new system that they come up with. Joe Wiesenthal, executive editor at Business Insider, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.